T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, here we go, 4 o'clock hour, little Seven Nation Army. We'll get you there by 8:30. We will get you there. Big game 7 tonight. No stock market report. Markets are closed today for the holiday. Get a stock market report tomorrow at 4 o'clock, sponsored by Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys. Before we get to headlines, do a little cat talk. We've got a week until the Cats play, but let's fire off a little cat talk here.
We want Florida!
Hockey fans, don't sit this one out. When it's game time, make Celsius a part of your play and get that energy up. Game day is fueled by Celsius Essential Energy Drinks, the official energy drink of the Florida Panthers. Peach vibe, Arctic vibe, fantasy vibe, just some of the Celsius flavors we love. And now the latest vibe flavor is here, Oasis Vibe, combination of prickly pear and lime. Just one of those things you have to try. It is out now. So for the Panthers, they will not play until Saturday. They have the entire week off, and on Saturday, they will begin either in Dallas or Vegas. Dallas and Vegas play tonight. Vegas Golden Knights lead that series 3-2. They had led the series 3-0. Dallas has won the last two. Game is in Dallas tonight. Can they force a game 7? Here's the interesting thing. The odds to win the Stanley Cup right now, your Florida Panthers are the favorites at minus 110. Let me say that again, because maybe you watched the same Florida Panthers team that I did during the regular season. Right now, the Florida Panthers are the favorites to win the Stanley Cup at minus 110. Vegas is plus 125. Dallas is plus 500. I believe that if it's Vegas, you'll probably see game 1, maybe both teams at minus 110, somewhere around there. But Florida Panthers can skate with either of those teams. And we're going to find out tonight if there's going to be a game 7 or if the Panthers will be facing off against the Vegas Golden Knights. The game tonight, that one's almost as interesting as the Heat game, which we'll be watching and listening to. That is your cat talk. Hockey fans, don't sit this one out. When it's game time, make Celsius a part of your play and get that energy up. Game day is fueled by Celsius Essential Energy Drinks, the official energy drink of the Florida Panthers. All right, let's get headlines here. Somebody texts in, thanks for doing the show today. Heat tailgate pregame party from our pool in Fort Myers. Let's go Heat. Glad that you tune in. We had a text earlier from someone in Texas. Glad that you spend a little bit of your holiday with me and Solana and Jimmy. Crowder will be back tomorrow.
Hawk, I'm
get your headlines here.
I'm surprised at how many people do have the guts for tonight. I got to be. I know it's just people in South Florida.
What are you gonna do? I mean, what is the alternative? What is the alternative? This has been a miraculous run. These playoffs. The last three games have not felt good. Game four, you were like, all right, I remember coming on the air. did we see anything that leads you to believe this series is going to turn out any differently? Remember, we did that. They were up 3-0, came on. They had lost a game. They were down. They were up now 3-1. I said to you, Crowder, I said to you, did you see anything last night that leads you to believe that the Miami Heat are not going to win this series? To a man, everybody said no. We had guests on. I don't know if it was Clay Ferraro or Mike Wallace, whoever it was. Asked him the same questions. Everybody said no. And you got to game five, game six. What's the alternative? You know, you got to have the guts now. You don't have the guts, then what are you doing? Sending out Udonis Haslam? We're going to send him out this way? No, sir. They got to win tonight.
That's another element to this, right?
Yeah.
UD, one of the coolest parts about all of this postseason run has been the fact that the Heat are doing this on Udonis Haslam's last season.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking about it now where it's got to, you know, just be so cool for UD to watch this team go through this postseason run and be that close to another NBA Finals. And then now 3-0, you've squandered it. I imagine he's in that locker room telling everybody with a ton of words we can't use on the air, you got to get it done tonight.
But I have seen on social media, again, Heat fans are tired of words.
Yeah.
Nobody's interested in words anymore. Go out there, win the basketball game, allow us to enjoy our finals.
You're done with Jimmy guaranteeing wins? You're done with it?
I love it. When they win. Stop telling me what you're going to do. Go out there and do it. I've seen you do it all playoffs long.
When you hear Spo after the game say, we wish we could tip this off right now, and you hear him, you know, hitting the table, you know he's pissed. He was pissed after that game.
I mean, listen, you really don't want to be, you know, we talked with John Michaels in the last hour, you know, that Atlanta Falcons collapse in the Super Bowl is going to be talked about forever. And you don't want to be a team that's up 3-0 and allows a team to come back and win it 4-3 to go to the NBA Finals. I want to be previewing Bam and Jokic. I want to be talking about how the altitude is going to affect the team. All the stuff when they were up 3-0 that we planned on talking about. I want to have those conversations. Will you watch the NBA Finals if it's Boston and Denver?
I'll watch it painfully, but I'll watch it. Maybe in tears, but I'll be tuning in.
I'll be watching the Stanley Cup Final and the Marlins. I'm done.
You're done with the NBA?
I'm done. If it's Boston and Denver, two teams I don't care about, done.
Turn on the USFL on Saturday instead of the NBA
playing?
Finals.
I lost track of USFL and XFL.
I think the XFL championship happened like a couple weeks ago, and I'm almost certain I saw yesterday on TV Guide the USFL was in action.
All right.
This sports update, by the way, it's driven by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford, we know trucks. One thing we talked about earlier, Andy Slater had tweeted this out. The Miami Heat do not have a return trip home scheduled to South Florida. Their flight, win or lose, is going to the Mile High, baby. Straight to Denver.
When you say win or lose,
well,
I don't think that's necessarily the case. Because if they do lose, I don't think they're going to fly there.
Win or lose, their flight tonight is to Denver because they're going to win, Hawk. They're going to win tonight. That flight will be in Denver this time tomorrow as the Miami Heat start preparing for the Denver Nuggets.
Hope you're right.
Los Madelines, you mentioned them. They open up a 3-game series tonight versus the San Diego Padres. They played 10 straight on the road, and they won it with a 3-game win streak. They swept the Angels. Tonight, 6:40 p.m. is your first pitch.
All right.
Inter Miami did lose to Montreal 1-0 on Saturday. Things are not looking good for the Pinks. They are in last place right now in the Eastern Conference.
So do they stink?
They stink.
They stink.
They stink.
Wow.
Yeah.
Quite a turn of events there.
Can't score goals. They're still in the U.S. Open Cup, which is good, but can't score goals, can't win games. They went on like that one little win streak, won a couple games.
They started the season 3-0.
2-0, then they lost, I think, 5 or 6 in a row, and things have not gone well for Inter Miami. See what else I have here.
What was it like Saturday night when you were wrapping things up on the post game show, and it was kind of all settling in? Like you have that moment where you think it's over, and then it's not over, and then you go to the replay and you see. I mean, it's so clear that he got rid of the ball, and now you know you're 5 minutes into the post game show, 10 minutes into the post game show, like. What is going on there at the arena?
Have you seen that video of the dude that just sat in his seat?
Yes.
Who was just in shambles? I mean, that was me. And the second Jimmy makes those 3 free throws, I'm already writing my recap of Heat win. I'm ready to rant. I'm ready for Pepas. I'm texting Dan Day and Jimmy back here. Have Pepas ready to go. We're opening up the broadcast. The post-game show with Pep, I was like, I'm ready. And then I see that in live action, and I knew it right away. I saw that ball go in before the buzzer even went off. And you're just sitting there like, there is no way that just happened. There is no way. Hawk, a lot of people keep comparing it to like Allen Houston's shot. The difference, though, was that that was in the first round. And the series was over at that point, right? The difference here is that you had it within your grasp to go to the NBA Finals, but there's still a game left, and it didn't feel that way after Saturday night. It did not feel like there was a game left. It felt like the Celtics came in there, stole it right from underneath you in a game you had no business being in, by the way, but somehow, some way, found a way, and now you have to turn your sights on a Game 7. Because when you lose that way, Hawk, you know, it's tough to be like, all right, well, there's still an opportunity here, because it doesn't feel that way after that transpires the way it did.
Yeah, you know what? The 1980 Olympics, the Winter Olympics, the ice hockey, the famous Team USA beating the Soviet Union. Do you believe in miracles? And people don't realize that wasn't the gold medal game.
It wasn't.
They still had another game to play after that, but that was the hump that they needed to get over. They could beat the Soviet Union. Didn't matter what came next. And that's what Boston fans went into Saturday night's game thinking. If we can get this one, Game 7 is ours.
Yep.
Doesn't matter what happens. Now it's up to the Heat to prove them wrong tonight.
And, you know, the same way we're talking about, well, if Jimmy and Bam play well today, they're saying we're not shooting 7 of 20 from 3. That's not happening again on our home floor.
How many points in the second half did Jason Tatum have?
6.
I mean, they're saying, hey, Jason Tatum's not going to only put up 6 points in the second half tonight.
They missed 11 straight shots prior to Derek White's game winner. 11 straight. They had a 10-point lead with under 4 minutes to play, and then they missed 11 straight shots, which is how the Heat got back in it, and then Derek White comes in and saves their season. I will say, you know, a couple suspect calls down the stretch. I'm not doing the refs thing. Like, it is what it is. We're in this situation. But there were a couple questionable calls. Jason Tatum caught a rebound at one point. Celtics are in the bonus with like 8.5 minutes left. The Heat hadn't even gotten a team foul called on Boston yet. Tatum goes up, grabs a rebound, clearly flops out of bounds, and the officials put him on the line. Jaylen Brown goes up for a layup, misses. Duncan Robinson doesn't make contact with him, and they put him on the free throw line as well. There was a couple calls, even prior to the 3 seconds situation, where you're kind of like, what the hell is going on here? Why don't the Heat, on their home floor, why aren't they getting that home court calls that you're used to home teams getting from the officials?
I'm with you.
Man. But we got the guts, bro. We got the guts.
Oh, I mean,
just saying.
There's no shortage of guts.
We got the guts, baby. Your weather from a Demesman
and
Dover
Solana on, if you saw Solana on CBS4 last night on Sports Desk at 11:30, Solana did not have the guts.
I did not.
Mike Cugno asked him, do you have the guts? Solana's response was, well, that's a difficult question.
Hawk, it was tough. I mean, it was tough.
It was less than 24 hours.
It was less than 24 hours. And I think my reasoning was sound. Like, your two best players haven't shown up. You need them to show up. But I found him tonight. I'm telling you, I found him for tonight. I looked at myself in the mirror, said, who have you become? Who have you become? You're going to jump ship before game seven? A year, exactly a year to the day from last year's game seven, the Heat have this opportunity. And this win, if they can pull it off tonight, will be sweeter. Will be sweeter than ever before. Because not only do you get back to the NBA Finals, but you avoided embarrassment in the biggest possible fashion in sports.
You're teetering on sports embarrassment, and you have a chance to wipe that away tonight.
And David Fironas tweeted this last night, Hawk. Last time a South Florida team went up to Boston and played a Game 7 in the TD Garden. Remember what happened?
Talk about it.
Remember what
happened? Talk about it.
Last time a team from South Florida was in that building for a Game 7, the Florida Panthers went in there and stole the soul from the Boston Bruins. Greatest regular season team of all time. 3-1 lead, and the Florida Panthers stole their soul in that building.
Let's do it again tonight, sir. This time on the basketball court.
Yes, sir, on the hardwood.
Let's go.
Your weather, it's sponsored by
DeMesmin. Is it 8:30 yet?
I want it to be 8:30 right now. I want it to be 8:30 right bleeping now.
Heck yeah.
Let's go, Jimmy. Jimmy, is it 8:30, Jimmy?
No, it's 4:16.
All right. Mm-hmm. Felt like 8:30 for a second.
Thanks for clarifying, Jimmy. We appreciate it. Your weather from the DeMesmin and Dover Law Firm.
That's a radio staple. Time and temp. Give the time and temp, Jimmy.
Now it's 4:17.
There you go. Give the temp.
No temp, Jimmy? All right. It's around 88 degrees right now in South Florida. Tonight, the lows are going to drop into the mid-70s.
Jimmy, how long have you been in radio? You look like you're confused. How long have you been in radio?
For a long time.
You never heard time and temp?
I heard of temp. I don't know. I just blanked out.
I mean where's playoff Jimmy? I mean, you come into the huddle looking like that. I got to put you on the bench.
Now put me on the bench until 8:30,
no,
baby.
Give me the time and temp. I don't want to put you on the bench. You're playoff Jimmy. Somebody texting in, Marlins do not play tonight. They play tomorrow.
Did I say today?
Yeah,
begin a three-game set tomorrow versus the Padres, 6:40 p.m.
It's 88 degrees, by the way.
Thanks,
there
Jimmy. There you go, Jimmy.
I'm effing around here. Give me a little time and temp. Let's go.
That.
Either we're doing radio or we're not.
That is your weather.
All right. 50 minutes of Heat in the next segment.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
This stuff is hard, and you got to stay together if you got the guts. And you don't find the first door and run out of it.
Hawk and Crowder.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the pitch, hit, and run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
I want you to get up now. I want all of you to get up out of your chairs. I want you to get up right now and go to the window, open it, and stick your head out and yell,
15 minutes of heat!
I mean, if I told you they were going to be between a hammer and an anvil when they were up 3-0, you'd have said, you're crazy. Get your head examined. But here we are. Game tonight, 8:30. You will hear it on 560 QAM. You can watch it on TNT. And don't forget, there will be a live local post-game show on TV on Bally Sports Sun with Eric Reed and John Crotty, Jason Jackson, Amy Audibert, and the entire cast and crew. I imagine Ron Rothstein will be there as well. And the Heat tonight, right now, 7.5-point underdogs in Boston. A couple of questions that came into Ira Winderman on the Sun Sentinel today. Ira, I think the Heat have plenty of fight left in them. No doubt. Fight is not the issue. Can the execution on offense and defense be really, really good on the road? Can't get down 10, 12 on the road. They will fight and fight hard, I think. Ira says, first, thank you. Sometimes a rational perspective is required, even in the most irrational of situations. Yes, the Heat have blown a 3-0 lead. Yes, there are numerous moments that could have led to letting go of the rope. But based on how the Heat fought back in Saturday's fourth quarter, this is not the fragile team that some have cast. In fact, you can argue the opposite. After consecutive losses by 30 total points in games 4 and 5, the Heat led game 6 in the final second. The final second. They know what it takes and what it takes to be better, starting with Jimmy Butler and continuing to Bam Adebayo. Saturday was not the look of a team resigned to doom. It was a team shocked, but not in awe. That's a positive outlook on what transpired on Saturday. Do you buy that, Solana?
I do, because they didn't play well, and they still had a chance to do it. And you're right, or Ira's right, in the sense that it would have been normal, considering the circumstances, for that team to get up behind those microphones and look defeated. And man, from everybody who spoke, whether it was Jimmy, we know he's guaranteeing wins, whether it was Spo, to Duncan Robinson, they're all like, yeah, let's go. Like, we, all right, if this is the way it has to be, this is the way it has to be. That's why I'm telling you, Hawk, Heat plus 7.5. Look, I'm not guaranteeing a win tonight. I've got the guts. This team's not getting blown out, though. I'm telling you right now, this team is not getting blown out. They will not go into Boston tonight and lack fight. That's one thing we know about them.
Somebody writes, Ira Winderman in the Sun Sentinel, you should have asked Bam Adebayo and Jimmy Butler if they are scared of the Celtics. Ira says, no, I should not have, because that's silly. Now, do the Celtics have schemes and defenders that are making it difficult for Bam Adebayo and Jimmy Butler? Yes. Have Bam and Jimmy underperformed at times over the past 3 games? They have already said as much. Are they being out-talented? You could make that argument. But if scared was part of the equation, they wouldn't have made it out of the play-in round, past the Bucks, through the Knicks, and to this very moment, a Game 7 in Boston. There had been way too much playoff success for Bam and Jimmy to cite fear as a factor. I'm with that.
Me too.
And one final question for Ira Winderman in the Sun Sentinel today. Do you think Eric Spoelstra and the Heat were too worried about Jason Tatum on the last play? Tatum is a great player, but play to your strengths and don't let the other team dictate. Put a big man on the inbound passer and make it difficult for Derek White to inbound. You just have to change the trajectory of a pass to break a play. Ira Winderman responds, first, I do not believe there was too much attention on Jason Tatum. That's exactly what NBA teams do in that situation, not allow the opposition's best player to beat you. Instead, they got a wayward shot from Marcus Smart, So that at least was a partial victory. And if you did put a big man in to impact Derek White's inbound attempt, considering how quickly Derek got to the glass after his pass, would Cody Zeller or Kevin Love or Omer Yurtseven been able to match that foot speed? The Heat did everything right, except for accounting for the final 1/10 of a second. Do you agree with that? That's been the most talked about play, obviously, of Saturday night's game. First of all, because of the extra 9/10 of a second that were added by the officials, because of Derek White being able to get to the rebound without any kind of Max Strus getting in his way, and because of having Max Strus on the inbounder. What do you think of that final play, which has been looked at through a microscope since it happened?
Yeah, it's easy now to go back and say, well, they should have done this, they should have done that. If you tell me what the Heat did coming out of that timeout, force Boston into a Marcus Smart step-back fadeaway three to win the game with their season on the line, I tell you, that's a victory for the Heat right there. You know, like that's what you'd want. Don't get the ball in Derek in Brown or Tatum's hands, and you did your job. And I think they did. I mean, that is a frantic moment, you know. And as much as everybody wants to say, yeah, Max Strus didn't box out, I get it. I'm not saying you're wrong, but bro, Derek White just made a hell of a play. Like that's what it comes down to me. He made a hell of a play. Bam Adebayo boxed out. Everybody's saying, why didn't Max Strus box out? Guess what? Bam Adebayo did. He boxed out two players. And you could sit here and say, well, why did he box out? Why didn't he crash the boards, right? So, I mean,
I happen to think that's a valid argument, because why are you boxing out back there at the free throw line? There's no chance it swings back out there. I think and again, this is all happening in 3 seconds, and then that final play comes down to 3/10 of a second. But there is some merit to that, right? Like, if a shot goes up, just crash the glass, because if there's any chance that it comes out for a rebound, you want as many guys underneath to grab it.
Yeah. No, I've seen people say, why wasn't Kevin Love in the game? You know, for you need one rebound. Why isn't Kevin? I mean, man, you can do that on every big play in the history of the NBA. Remember Ray Allen's game 6 shot, Hawk, where why wasn't Tim Duncan in the game? And Chris Bosh goes up and he grabs a rebound. Like, Chris Bosh just made a hell of a play. And then Ray Allen hit that dagger, the greatest shot in NBA history. You could do it on every play. I hate doing that now, because that ball landed in the one spot it couldn't land. And that's just really bad luck. And sometimes that happens, you know, but that's just really bad luck for the Heat.
Ira Winderman tweeted out today some quotes from some of the players at shoot around. Gabe Vincent, it's pretty simple. It's just faith. Gabe Vincent, we'll see what side of history we want to be on. Max Strus, keep being us. Keep being aggressive. Max Strus, if anybody in the league is prepared for it, it's our team. Eric Spoelstra said to Ira, toughest part of today is figuring out what to do for the next 8 hours. That was obviously earlier in the afternoon. Eric Spoelstra, we have great mental stability with this group. And Ira also tweeted out some video of Gabe Vincent. Ankles are braced, but he looks fine, listed as questionable for tonight. We know Malcolm Brogdon will go for the Celtics tonight.
And Gabe looked good, by the way. I mean, his shot wasn't always there, but if there were any concerns about that ankle, I kind of think they get thrown out the window right now, because he looked good on Saturday night.
And by the way, he wanted to tough it out for the game before it.
Yeah, he wanted to go.
He's playing tonight. Everybody is ready to rock and roll tonight, and it's going to happen.
Is that, you know, I do keys to the game for the broadcast, and one of them is, you know, you can't fall down early. You can't get in a deep hole early. Are you with that, Hawk, where this team cannot come out tonight and allow Boston to throw the first punch?
Yeah, so I don't necessarily feel that way, and I know a lot of people do, and I had read that somewhere, but I kind of feel like the Heat have shown you they can fight back, and they have no problem winning on the road against this Boston team, as evidenced by the first two games. So I don't necessarily feel that way. What can't happen is what happened to Philadelphia in Game 7, where it's just out of hand. It's literally just out of hand. And we have found what with the Heat, Game 6? 10 points with 3 minutes to go, it's still in hand, right? So you can't let it get out of hand. Are the Celtics going to be fired up beyond belief? That Garden tonight is going to be electric. Imagine you're down 3-0. You've got tickets for a game 7, and you know that there's no chance you're going to ever get to use them. And all of a sudden, it's there, and it's a holiday, and you've been drinking all day. That place is going to be insane tonight. So is there a legitimate possibility that the Heat go down big quickly? Yes. Do I think that they can't overcome that situation? No, I don't. I really do think they can overcome it. What they can't overcome, like I said, is just being taken out of the game completely the way Philadelphia was.
But shouldn't it be on the Heat tonight to come out and have that sense of urgency?
Sure.
Where you're the team throwing that, to me, throwing that first punch. Like, you let a tremendous opportunity slip away, and now you have to come in and send a message early. And by the way, you know, the crowd stuff, I get it. Tonight is going to be a madhouse at the Garden. It was a madhouse Game 6 at the Kaseya Center. It was a madhouse Game 4 at the Kaseya Center. And Boston came in and did what they had to do anyways. I throw all that stuff out the window, honestly, like with the crowd. I'm not saying it plays no role, but you're telling me the Heat can't withstand a tough crowd in Boston? They've done it before. They did it twice this series already. And last year, they did it multiple times in that building as well. Down 3-2, Jimmy Butler scored 47 points. And it was just as crazy last year because people really felt that Boston team was a real title contender. So, like, I get it. I'm not downplaying it, but I also just think that's not going to decide the game tonight, that crowd. It won't decide the game.
No, but an amped-up crowd could get them off to a hot start, Boston. And then, you know, if you're digging out of a hole for 48 minutes,
yeah,
that's taxing.
Which is what happened in Miami.
If you believe this team might already be fatigued, and I kind of believe that there might be some fatigue at play with Jimmy and Bam's performances, then that's hard if you have to dig out of a hole for 48 minutes.
It's what happened here.
Yeah.
I mean, they were playing from the first quarter, they were playing catch up the entire way. And then they finally take the lead with 93-92, I think it was, around the 8-minute mark. And then I don't know what happened. Boston gets 4 points. I don't know what the hell happened there where Bam touched the rim. It was an and one for Brown. They get a 4-point swing, and all of a sudden they're up 10 with 4 minutes left. I don't know what happened there, Hawk. But, like, Boston came in and took the crowd out of it. I feel like the Heat should try to do the same tonight in Boston.
Totally agree. Start Cody Zeller.
Mm-hmm. UD, Cody Zeller.
Have him flail around a little bit.
Haywood Highsmith. Kyle Lowry.
There you go. 15 minutes of Heat. How dare you put Kyle Lowry in that group? Insulting.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
This stuff is hard, and you got to stay together if you got the guts and you don't find the first door and run out of it.
Hawk and Crowder.
You see the Woj bomb?
Jimmy just showed it to me. Sixers have a new head coach.
ESPN sources, Nick Nurse has reached an agreement to become the next coach of the Philadelphia 76ers. Nurse, who won an NBA championship and a Coach of the Year award with Toronto, now gets to coach the 2023 MVP, Joel Embiid. All right. No surprise there.
Nah, it makes sense.
The only thing that's surprising there, is when you hear Nick Nurse has a Coach of the Year award, and we all know that Eric Spoelstra does not.
He did not. No.
if they were to cough up a 3-0 lead in the Eastern Conference Finals, many people would say, there you go, that's why. Why? It has started to pour here in Boca.
Yeah.
I mean, like a monsoon. That's a good omen.
Is it?
I don't know. Somewhere that might be a good omen. Yeah. I don't know about here, but somewhere that might be a good omen for tonight.
The rain now, so that it's clear skies later tonight for Miami.
Or it's raining threes from Max Strus and Gabe Vincent.
That's all you need, right? You need Strus. You need Gabe. You need Duncan. Just be on point tonight. On point.
Yeah, I don't know. It's really interesting to me because you really could do backwards forwards on this series. You know, obviously it's tied at 3. It comes down to 1 game 7. Everybody loves that. I just don't know why they look so different in games 4, 5, and 6 than they did in games 1, 2, and 3. And if anyone could figure that out, right? If it was a different team, like Joe Mazzulla was getting roasted, right? Games 1, 2, and 3, certainly by game 3, he was getting roasted. Now, I don't know if people are singing his praises. Like, you know, he kept things together when it could have gone off the rails, and now he's led them back to a 3-3 series. But you could do this for this series on just about everything and everyone. It's confounding because usually you kind of get a feel for how a series is going. Now, the same thing happened with the Panthers and the Bruins, though. I mean, you thought that one was done. You thought the Panthers had just run into a buzzsaw. This one's a little bit different because Boston has never felt like a buzzsaw. The Bruins did. I don't know. It's a little confounding to me, though, because I don't even know how it's going to play out. Like, I don't know how tomorrow's going to feel on this show. I know it's going to feel either very up or very down, but I don't know how it's going to feel once we're at this point that we know the conclusion of this series, because there are so many tentacles to what's transpired. And I wouldn't even know where to begin.
It'll feel worse if you don't get Jimmy and Bam at their best, though, right?
Right, because then you'll really be confused. As you said, maybe there's an injury that we don't know about. I've said fatigue a couple times last week. That would be the most confounding thing, right? Is if you go out with a whimper and Jimmy's not there, Bam's not there. Conversely, though, they're able to muster it up tonight and get a dub in Boston after all of a sudden having lost hand in this series. Well, everything you thought about Jimmy and Bam is true. You know, but I don't know. I'm as intrigued by this game tonight as I have been by any game that I can recall in Heat history.
You just like to believe. Exactly a year later, May 29th, Jimmy told you, we'll have that chance again. And they've had 3 opportunities to do it, and they've fallen short. You'd like to believe, I know I would, that tonight there's something different about him. What we saw against Milwaukee, you like to believe that you're going to see it tonight.
If you believe in payback, if you believe in Jimmy Butler takes a mental note as to how it felt last year on his home court, like if you believe in all that stuff, then tonight is the night he shows you, right? I mean, we've made the argument he's the best player on the court. Now, you could argue it's Jason Tatum. You could argue it's Caleb Martin, which you did earlier in the show. But tonight, like, if you were soured on what happened at your home court a year ago, you couldn't ask for better payback because it's more special in a game 7. I'm not telling you don't want it in game 4, 5, 6, but you want real payback? it could happen tonight.
Especially the way it's gone, right? Where now Boston, they're feeling themselves. They were at the lowest possible point, and now they're arguably at the highest possible point. It would be extra special, given everything that's gone on, for him to come out tonight and take it to that team. It really would. It would almost feel better than a sweep would have. I'm not telling you I'd rather be here than this series have ended in game four. I'm not telling you that, but I will tell you this would feel better knowing that once again, Boston, they had you. And with your backs against the wall, for the first time this entire postseason, you went in there and completely robbed them of arguably the greatest series in NBA history, which would be them for the first time ever coming down 3-0. It would feel better. It would feel that much more special tonight.
Line has settled in at Celtics -7.5 tonight. Over-under is 204 points. And we are about 3.5 hours away from the game tipping off in Boston, a game you will hear here on this very radio station. It is Memorial Day. We are here with you. Game tonight. We'll be here on this station. And the reaction after the game will be led by Alejandro Solana on this very radio station. You have a long night of radio listening ahead of you. We'll take a quick break here. The 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour on a Memorial Day is next.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
This stuff is hard, and you got to stay together if you got the guts and you don't find the first door and run out of it.
Hawk and Crowder.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.